until the real thing comes along. This is WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Everything's been done before. To share a kiss, a moment's bliss, and hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart, it's thrills, it's old as the hill, but it's new to me. Oh, everything's been done before. The boys that sing the song of spring, always singing above me. And yet with you, they're singing is something that's new to me. Now life is strange, we hate to change from what is tried and true. Although I know I'm only doing what the others do, yet it all seemed new. Everything's been done before. To fall in love with stars above began with Adam and Eve. So honey, when I'm with you, I just wanna do what's been done before.
Interesting quote from Davenport Blues there, from Louie in 1941. And yes, that was Lawrence Lucy in there playing, worked with Louie for several years. Everything's been done before 1941. And very, very nice stuff. Don't normally veer into the 40s here, but I believe there is an exception to be made in this case. Before that, the Mills Blue Rhythm Band. Until the Real Thing Comes Along, Chuck Richards again on the vocal, 1936. Chuck's all over the place, you know, the main vocalist, and other people too. Yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. By the way, all playlists for these, for this, every single playlist for Radiola is available on the Radiola blog. But rather than typing in a bunch of words, I just want you to type Radiola into your Google search engine, and it should come right at the top, and you'll see that. That's where it is. You'll probably also find my Live 365 station not too far below that. There are a couple of other worthy sites that you will find, but those two are mine, and I hope you enjoy them. The Radiola blog, there's a lot of good stuff going on. Oh, my God, there's so much good stuff. Great programs, the big broadcast, Forward into the Past. Yes, Rob Bamberger's Hot Jazz Saturday Night is on. And you'll find, well, there's a link to the archive stream of Ray Smith, and he's on every week. So you have, there's just such an embarrassment of riches out there, of just wealth of music and great musicians. West End Jazzman, who we like to play a lot. Also Dan Levinson, Vince Giordano, And this coming Monday and every Monday, you'll hear Vince Giordano, and I think Dan will be with him, in New York City, down there at Sophia's, on 221 West 46th Street. It's between Broadway and 8th Avenue at Sophia's Restaurant, which is in the Hotel Edison, Club Cachet downstairs, 8 to 11. Feel like going down to New York? You want to do a little dancing to this kind of music? And I mean good music. Good. These guys are, not only they have a love for this music so deep that it sounds, they live it, and they live it deeply. So you will enjoy this if you go down there. And I have, you know, it's hard for to pry me out of my chair, but one of these days I'm going to go and put on my shoes and take a turn on the hardwood floor, see how that works out. And with any luck, I'll have a partner with me. Anyway, yes, check them out. Vince Giordano's Nighthawks this Monday at the Club Cachet, Sophia's Restaurant, down in the Hotel Edison, 221 West 46th Street, New York City. And you'll find that link everywhere. Everything's on my Radiola blog. Dan Levinson will be playing in Saratoga Springs on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. He'll be playing with Reggie's Red Hot Feet Warmers, and that's an early gig. That's from 11 till 4, so if you're at the track, and some people like to go there for certain reasons, but if you want to go and listen to music, Dan and the great, great band, great jazz band, so check all these people out. I can't... they're wonderful musicians out there. They're as good as the people that I play on this show from long ago. And that's saying a lot. We're going to play, speaking of people from long ago who were good, boy, lots of Benny Carter coming up in this set. Spike Hughes and his rather unfortunately named Negro Orchestra. Well, that's what they were then. They were black musicians, and Spike was a white Englishman, and hired them to make records for the British market. How Come You Do Me Like You Do? That's 1933 that was recorded. You'll hear Lawrence Lucy in there.
Because I'm gully low. How come you do me like you do, do, do? Be do, 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 do. Thank you.
did jazz ever get any better than that? It got different, and not saying it got any worse, but did it ever get any better than that? Oh my goodness, Benny Carter and his orchestra in 1933, Symphony in Riffs, and such musicianship and swing and joy in that. I love it. I love that so much. And there was Lawrence Lucy strumming his guitar in 1933. Roughly the same. Actually, the two previous recordings are, you know, have a similar personnel, but recorded under different names. So the Chocolate Dandies was essentially Benny Carter and his orchestra, but recorded, issued under the Chocolate Dandies. So that's what we're going to call him here on in DMCA land. I never knew, 1933. And that'll be my defense when somebody comes after me. Before that, Spike Hughes and his Negro Orchestra. Very similar personnel. How Come You Do Me Like You Do, 1933. And Henry Elliner on the vocal. Henry's all through these things, and it's just amazing stuff. I don't know. This is, I Never Knew Symphony and Riffs. I've loved those recordings for 25 years or better. 30 years. Let me just say 30 years, because that's when I bought the Prestige LP. And it's amazing I didn't play it through to the other side, but that stuff has always moved me deeply, and I realized that was the benchmark of quality swing right there. Really top-of-the-line stuff. And it never did get any better. That, along with what Benny Moten did in 32, and Fletcher Henderson in 32, and maybe a little bit later, that was you know, the high watermark, as far as I'm concerned. Here's Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Jazzman again. If there were an H in the first word, it would apply to me, but it's spelled W-I-N-I-N, apostrophe. The Whinin' Boy Blues, and I think it has some connotation. So if you're keeping track of connotations, get out your glossary.
without strings and a million other things. No one can lose. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray you surrender soon. Though it's like reaching for the moon.
Dandridge, and yes, it is a lovely day. Isn't it a lovely day? I thought so. Even though we decided to have all our summer in one fell swoop this week, it's still a lovely day when you can hear music like this. And you can on Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I play it, and other things. Normally there's a more of a mixture and variety, but tonight we're celebrating Lawrence Lucy, rhythm guitarist extraordinaire who played with all these bands, and everything you're hearing tonight has Lawrence Lucy strumming away, playing. You hear him in there. Yeah, keeping that beat. And Putney Dandridge, 1935. Before that, and Red Allen was in there. Boy, what musicians. What talent was here. It's incredible. Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. Billie Holiday again. This, you know, melts me. It's like reaching for the moon, 1936. Before that, Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Jazz Man, the Whinin' Boy Blues. So I'll stop whining. That was recorded in 1939. And as I said before, Lawrence Lucy was the last living musician to have recorded with Jelly Roll Morton, and there are no more. That connection is forever gone now. And I hope your connection is good tonight, streaming. I appreciate you listening, and listening on the radio, too. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Chew Berry again, the Stompy Stevedores, 1937, Indiana. Thank you. And that ended abruptly, but it had to. That was St. Louis Wiggle Rhythm, Mills Blue Rhythm Band, great solo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, is that good. 1936. Before the Henry Red Allen and his orchestra, Rug Cutter Swing, and they're going to get me for damaging the rug in here. I know they will, because I was, you know, I was dancing. 1934, I think that was the Fletcher Henderson Band, basically speaking. It was that was who it was, more or less. Might have been, you know, a few other people in there, too. Chu Berry and his Stompy Stevedores, Indiana, from 1937. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm talking as fast as I can, which isn't very fast. Here's Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, Joe Turner on the vocal, 1939, Cherry Red. Thank you. I love it. That was, it says here the Chocolate Dandies, but that was a Benny Carter group. Crazy Capers, 1933. I love that so much. Lawrence Lucy is all over the place. And all these bands, Spike Hughes and his Negro Orchestra. I think there was, Chewberry was in the one we just heard, but I think that sounded like Coleman Hawkins in there, too. He was well, a lot of these bands, boy, such musician. You know, these musicians are wild. I'm going to shut up so I can get through the show. Music at Midnight, 1933. I just coughed on my own words. Music at Midnight, 1933, that was Spike Hughes and his Negro Orchestra. Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, Joe Turner singing nothing underhanded there. It was right out in the open. Cherry Red, 1939, and Lawrence was in there too. Larry was strumming. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Senior, and I've got a few more for you before I head out the door. Here's Billie Holiday and an orchestra, 1940, and you'll hear him in here too. Body and Soul.
gloaming. Oh, my darling, when the lights are dim and low, and the quiet shadows falling, softly come and softly go. Oh, when the wind are sobbing faintly with a gentle unknown woe, will you think of me and love me, my darling, as you did once long ago?
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful penultimate number, I think, in the gloaming, 1941, Louis Armstrong, and you heard Lawrence Lucy strumming away there in the background, as he always did, and he played until he was 97 down in the Village, had a weekly gig playing solo until like a couple of years ago. So we can all wish, as I say, take up a musical instrument, you'll live longer. Just stay off the sauce in the meantime, because the two don't go together. You got to, you know, stay sober and keep practicing. And maybe you'll live a nice long life, let's hope so. Before that, Billie Holiday, Body and Soul, 1940, nice, lovely recording. Before I sign off tonight, I would like to also draw your attention to, well, tune in early next week, because Mark Fuller's on at 6. And he has retro country, the old kind of country you remember listening to when you went to those honky-tonk bars. It's great stuff. And Mark loves it, too, and he loves that and early rock and roll. But his country show is on next Friday, 6 p.m. So tune in early, listen late, because after me is the Gray Fox with Walkabout. But I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. I'm every week at 8 p.m. here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL. .org. And let's finish now. Let's Fletcher Henderson, and this is appropriate. Let's wrap it up with Wrapping It Up. Thank you. WHCL, Clinton, New York.